Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Bonjour à tous. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 115, numéro 115. Last episode, we talked about verbs that were often paired with the preposition à. And today, we'll talk about verbs that often pair with the preposition de. So I'll give you 10 easy and commonly used verbs. Now, the preposition de can be translated into several English words like of, from, about, by, or to. But you also see that sometimes there are no equivalent translation at all in English. So we might use a preposition in French and none in English. It's all depending on the context. Now, as I said last time, prepositions can be tricky in that way because their use can change a lot depending on the context. But don't stress too much about it. The more you practice with prepositions, the more you'll get the hang of it. But it is good to learn some common pairings, like what we're about to do today, so you can start getting used to what preposition is more likely to go with certain verbs. Now, for this lesson, as always, make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet handy so you can see the words as you listen. And after you've listened to today's lesson, you can head over to the French Made Easy exercise library to access your exercises and practice what you've learned today. You can find all the links in the episode notes on your podcast platform. Now, let's jump into our list of 10 easy and commonly used French verbs that are often followed by de. And also just a reminder that there can be other prepositions following these verbs, right? It's more commonly followed by de, but not always. All right, so let's get started. Parler de. To talk about. Parler de. Nous parlons de notre projet. We're talking about our project. Nous parlons de notre projet. Avoir besoin de. To need. Avoir besoin de. J'ai besoin de repos. I need rest. J'ai besoin de repos. Rêver de. To dream of. Rêver de. Il rêve de vacances. He dreams of holidays. Il rêve de vacances. Essayez de. To try to. Essayez de. Je vais essayer de gagner. I'll try to win. Je vais essayer de gagner. Décidez de. To decide to. Décidez de. Nous avons décidé de déménager. We decided to move out. Nous avons décidé de déménager. Finir de. To finish. Finir de. Ils ont fini de manger. They finished eating. Ils ont fini de manger. Se souvenir de. To remember. Se souvenir de. Est-ce que tu te souviens de cette chanson? Do you remember this song? Est-ce que tu te souviens de cette chanson? Arrêter de. To stop. Arrêter de. Arrête de fumer. Stop smoking. Arrête de fumer. Venir de. To come from. Venir de. Je viens de Londres. I come from London. Je viens de Londres. Oublier de. To forget to. Oublier de. J'ai oublié de l'appeler. I forgot to call him. J'ai oublié de l'appeler. All right, so now let's do a quick recap of the verbs that we covered today. Parler de, to talk about. Avoir besoin de, to need. Rêver de, to dream of. Essayer de, to try to. Décider de, to decide to. Finir de, to finish. Se souvenir de, to remember. Arrêter de, to stop. Venir de, to come from. Oublier de, to forget to. Et voilà, that is the end of today's episode. Make sure you head over to the French Made Easy Library to download your free exercises and practice what you've learned today. À bientôt. Bye.